my mind and my body. But there's one thing I say and always keep me.
This world shall know pain.
His blood!
Wakanda forever!
What is up, peeps? It is time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, Div the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Boricua Senpai.
And Shark King.
And you were missing Japan, but that's okay. He's at a Twice concert, a K-pop concert.
And that's okay.
No, I'm kidding. We miss him.
I miss
him.
You. Yeah.
We miss him, but it's okay.
Don't lie.
Hey, I do miss him. He's the Yang to my Yin. He's the Goku Black to my Goku.
He's the Shang to your Chi.
Count it.
Kobe. No, exactly. So, that is, of course, I miss him. But he's having fun at Twice. If you don't know who Twice is, that is a K-pop band that I like and that he loves. Actually, we both love him. But anyway, he's at that concert, Las Vegas. Hope you're doing well. I'm not recording with us, but that's okay. He's probably having more fun in different ways. If it's your first time watching Chibi No Podcast, we're just a bunch of friends talking about nerdy things. And because that's what we do. That's all we do. Even when we're out eating with like different people, that always comes up. Like,
that's not true. It always ends up being a nerd fest for sure.
That is not true.
You're right. Okay. We do talk about sports.
Sometimes it comes up and it's like hip-hop. It's like a random thing, though, that happens. Like, we're talking about something different, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're back to this. It reminded me of this. We talked about this last week, and I added this little sound to it. Like, let's say we're talking about, like, oh, how's your life doing? Good, 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 good. And all of a sudden you hear this.
That was a good part of the episode, FYI.
I love that.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh, nope, we have to talk about anime again. And then we go back to it. So, you know, at one point we're going to use this more. This one, because we talked about last week about we should talk about Star Wars or maybe of another movie, but like where could we input this ad in different movies. I think that's going to be fun if we think more about it later on.
I'd be down.
And I say we even like do the scripts and do a little segment and then we'll play it. I think it'd be fun.
I think we should also like do a reaction video to us watching this Cerveza Cristal cut of Star Wars.
There has to be somewhere. It has to be somewhere. I can't wait to see it. So, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. I think the first thing we want to talk about, unfortunately.
Don't make me sad.
Yeah, I have to. It's part of the show. Is we have to talk about our final unsuccessful attempt at Pokemon Emerald.
It wasn't final. It's just...
It was a successful attempt, just an unsuccessful run.
We're on a break.
We what Ross up? And Rachel now, we're on a break.
Yeah.
Rachel! We were on a break!
Oh my gosh. I hate Emerald, FYI. I'm going to start with that. It's the worst of all the Pokemon games I've played. And that's saying something. I've actually liked every single Pokemon game except Emerald. I don't know if it's because it's the Nuzlocke factor that we're doing.
It probably is.
It feels limited in... I don't like the special and attack is decided by typing. I think that's garbage.
Hey, they didn't know any better. You're right, but they didn't know any better.
But
Fire Red was like that as well.
But he didn't play Fire Red, did he?
Yeah.
No, he did.
I did.
Oh, no, he didn't. Well,
an emulator on my phone.
Yeah.
Which, it was fine, but I didn't play as a Nuzlocke, which probably helped.
I think.
And that one was nostalgic for me anyways, because I played it as a kid, so I was okay with it. But,
gotcha. Well, if you play it like not as a Nuzlocke, you probably would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
You see,
because it's a rough game in general.
My thing was like, I didn't play Emerald. I did. But for some reason, that was when I started not liking Pokemon as much.
Dang it, David.
I skipped the next one, which was... What was the next one?
Gen 4, Diamond and Pearl Diamond and Platinum.
I skipped that one for whatever reason. I went to Black and White, and Black and White was the one that was like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to play this anymore.
Is that the one with the Leomon on the cover?
No, that's Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
That's literally one with the Black and White dragons on it.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where I stopped.
Cool
and I was like,
story,
nah,
though. Black and white, too.
The story is good. Like, it's actually probably one of the better written stories.
There's a gym with the puzzle. Like, the puzzles with the gyms are there. I don't know if they were doing it afterwards. I can't remember. But the puzzles in those gyms are cool.
Nice.
They are. And that was the one where you sent me that meme where you're like, I don't understand this reference.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy walks into the beach house and you can like randomly be, you can randomly battle like the champion from the previous game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you're like 20 levels. Yeah, like 20 levels below. You're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do this.
Start screaming.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Emerald. So if you didn't watch our stream, it was funny because Mr. Mister, he has his Destiny clan or Destiny friends that he plays with. And he was like, dude, like my friends, my brothers are going to be playing Pokemon Emerald. They're going to, it's their third attempt. They're going to do their first gym. I want everyone to watch. And some people replied. He said they're going to watch.
Yeah. So it wasn't me like promoting it. It was just me like, hey, I won't be able to join in. I'm going to be doing this. And like, oh, okay. Like you always say you do this stuff or your podcast, like share us a link. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so
just prepping everything and then 20-minute stream.
And the worst one.
And I'm like, I got to go into the chat because they're going to roast me.
We,
luckily, they didn't. They're just like, so you guys lost. Yeah. I was like,
you guys can say otherwise. I think that is probably, arguably the worst Nuzlocke stream we've ever had. It's like easily the worst, the least entertaining, the most underwhelming one. Other ones, even if we've lost, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, all of our fire red ones, even those the ones that were shut that we lost in the first 20-30 minutes,
they were entertaining.
If you've never seen it, I have the video. First of all, Shark King, he's the one that jinxed us because he's like, this is the run. This is because he had an Articuno and he gets freaking killed by
Dodrio.
With
it hit all five fury attacks and two of the five were crits. By the way, a critical hit is 7%.
Oh, and it hit twice.
And it hit twice.
What a roller.
Even that was funny and good to watch, but sure.
It was just sad.
I felt it was also my fault too because
it was your fault.
Mainly my fault because I was playing it. I played Silcoon, but whatever in Metagross, my mind instantly went to like
you steal
metal steel, and yeah. I forgot the psychic part about it. I completely forgot about it. So I was like, I should be fine with Blaziken, and then he made confusion
on your Blaziken.
On my Blaziken, I was like,
I'll do it.
And Scyther, I was like, fudge, Scyther is not going to do anything. And Scyther, for some reason, put up a good battle. Like, we had this strategy. Okay, I'm gonna use my potions. I'm going to hit him with
potion,
with
pursuit.
False swipe and with another, like, dark attack. And it was doing pretty good damage. And then
he nuked me with the crit.
And I was like,
I don't even think it was a crit. I think it was just a high roll.
No, it was a crit.
Oh, it was? Okay.
I had some fault in it before when I lost my Grand Bull that caused you to lose Metagross and everybody else, like, lose really good Pokemon. And the thing is, Sparky, our other buddy who was doing it, he was watching it again on the streamer.
Yeah.
He said he watched me because I missed out on the opportunity. If I had used Tyranitar, I wouldn't have been touched. I would have just murked, right? But I had Grand Bull, and I can't remember the move, but it hits me again, and then it confuses me, and the confuse is what killed me. So the fact that I got hit twice in a row before I could even attack is like, and I got confused, it just really screwed me over. So. And then it screwed everybody else over, and now we had two Pokemon, and I had an Azurill of all things.
It's a baby Pokemon, super powerful, right, Mr. Mister?
25 potions. I bought because I had. I still had like still 10 grand because I had so many things to sell that were very high priced that I would.
Oh
find.
Yeah, because you, yeah, because you,
like I just kept finding that, protein and calcium, and those go for like $5,000 a piece or something. That's true. So I literally, Sparky was laughing because right before the stream, I just kept buying potions. He goes, how many are you buying? I go, as many as I need. And I bought, I'm like, 25 seems good. And I had five super potions. And I mean, you guys saw because after the stream, I still beat the gym leader with just Azurill. Yeah.
But it was also because he had Tyranitar
with the sandstorm.
That's also why.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool.
This was the problem. It was also frustrating because I think, if I told it correctly, I spent 15 hours just shiny hunting, got nothing.
Well, at least you didn't shiny hunt for hours. Catch it, use it for only like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
One battle, I was like, hey, I beat the gym. Yeah, it's like, oh, we lose the run. I'm like, wait. No.
No.
I literally didn't even give it a nickname. My shiny Latios, rest in peace, does not even have a nickname.
Damn.
Oh.
Here lies.
Yeah, you and Sparky finished way fast, didn't you, on the gym?
Well, I had like had Latios, dude.
Latios
with Soldier is just like, just click buttons and everything just dies.
Sparky had no issues.
He never has issues.
I had some issues, and you had the toughest one that time.
Metagross, man.
I think what made it harder is this is the reason we were in this situation to begin with, is these couple runs have been the hardest for captures. Yeah. I don't think we've ever failed so many captures and it was like, oh, I accidentally killed it. Oh, I crit it or whatever. Like, it was just like, dang, dude. Like, it's just bad luck.
And then inevitably, we misjudge a battle and lose a Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. We would get something and then, like, we was like, oh, yeah, well, he was on my team for, like, 30 seconds. That was cool.
it sucked. I think if we had more Pokemon to use, we would have been fine. Oh, yeah. We still might have lost some.
Even my Azuril took, I think, 13 Pokeballs to capture.
Yeah.
A Azuril.
Yeah.
Garbage.
If you want to have Latios in the first ball. Yeah, because I mean, the rest of my team was bad. I had Swampert and I had Magnemite, and I think we had what? Meow? I had a Meowth and like a Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Box. And I don't think they ever like saw. I never used them. Like, we had them for like 2 minutes, and then somebody would lose something like, oh, crap.
Long story short, they're going to do, what is it? Radical Red?
I think that's the next project we'll be doing. We might take a break. I'm brainstorming some ideas to try to get it all worked up. To try to do something similar but different. So it's still going to be Nuzlocke. It's not going to be soul linked. So it's just going to be
individual.
It's going to be a free for all, basically. I won't be participating. I'll just kind of be hosting, kind of like Mr. Mister did this last time.
I'll join to participate in a chatter, but I'll be working on other things.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm stepping away from Pokemon for a bit.
You're not going to participate?
No. He's taking a break.
It'll be these two.
Emerald,
hopefully,
hurt him.
You're putting Japoreon. You better join. And then. Who? I swear there was going to be a four. I think maybe Sparky will do it too.
Oh, dude, we need you though.
I don't know if I want to.
You have to defend your title as a Radical Red champion.
Maybe. I think we're going to do some other things like this.
Going to let that Marowak laugh at you?
Yeah. I've come to terms with it. Okay.
You know, for your birthday, I was going to look for a Gideon graded PSA 10 Marowak.
I was telling you that,
and he's like, "That's messed up. It's still fresh." But it was like a fresh wound.
Oh yeah.
I was like, "We'll get him a Kobe card, and then we'll give him this." So I'd be like, "Oh, this is cool." And then, "Oh, you bitches."
I think it's pretty funny.
I've gotten over the Marowak thing,
but it's okay. It's all good. That leads me to our next one, which I want to talk about. The launch of a game that just happened, and it just we're on the sad train right now.
You're just on the sad train, okay?
And this has to do with Battlefront 2. I'm gonna have a Shark King talk about this because this was the one we wanted to play. We were so happy, and
we were in chat about this for a while about which system are we getting it? Like, what are you getting it on so I can get on the same thing? It's not crossplay, so we have to get it on the same console. What are you getting it on? And I said Xbox. You said you would be okay with Xbox.
Yeah.
But Japoreon doesn't have Xbox. He said PlayStation, but then I have PlayStation, but you don't have PlayStation, so we decided Nintendo Switch.
That's a terrible choice.
Well, it's the only one that we all have.
True.
But so, it's like the Nintendo Switch isn't like, it's not that the game is demanding anyway.
Yeah.
So it's
an old game.
It's 2005? 2004?
I think the first one came out in 2004.
The first one came out in 2004?
So let's see.
Battlefront came out in 2004.
2007 at the latest?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an old game. But
They fucked it up.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Go ahead. You can know the details better if you want.
All I know is they weren't prepared for the servers or they didn't set them up properly, whatever. And
there's three.
Three servers?
They had three on launch day. Three.
And how many people can you hold per server?
I think they said.
I think it's 64.
Yeah, 64.
They're about 200 people that were.
They were able to play.
So 60.
And I think there was like 10,000 people that tried to play at launch, at least. Mm-hmm. Like right at the launch.
So 64 per server. 10,000. So if you saw the purchase of how many people pre-ordered it that week, easily could have just been like, okay, let's buy more servers. Now we're good with the three.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dumb.
What developer or studio owns it?
Aspire? I can't remember the name. Let me look it up really quick.
They're not under like a big umbrella or anything.
I think EA owns them, but like that company.
EA's garbage.
Well, they own the newer Battlefront, so I think they own that title still, so that they had the other party make like the adaptions for them.
Mm.
That's my thought process. That would be the only thing that makes sense to me.
They ported it or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just bad. Whatever it is. But we had mentioned everybody is literally calling it the worst video game release since Master Chief Collection originally. Nobody's able to play. You can't find a game. I guess you can launch your own server, but whoever hosts, like, basically can't play. Because it's unplayable. So you can host and you can watch your friends have fun.
But you can't have fun.
And there have been other things that I've read and I've seen reviewers talk about is this issues with, well, first of all, the bugs. But the second thing is with the, if you're playing on PC, if you're hosting, for some reason, you're capped at like 30 frames. And it sometimes dips down to 24. Some people are like saying this is not playable. But everyone who's on the server, like you're not hosting, but the other people that are on, we're having no issues
having
with frames.
Having a jolly good time.
Yeah, but the guy who's hosting is like 20 frames, 30 frames, and they're locked in there. It doesn't go any higher. I was like, damn, that's some BS. I don't know how they... This was... I mean, we were talking...
How much was the game?
$35, I think.
No, not if you pre-ordered it. It was $29.99. Say $5. For what? Nothing.
For nothing, to not be able to play.
To not be able to play still, yeah.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah, it's just bad. I mean, they were even talking about like the reviews that it runs worse than the, like, if you play on your old like PlayStation 2 or your Xbox, it runs better, and it has less problems. Like, it has more bugs. Like, there's even problems with like campaign. They're like, oh, okay, I can't play multiplayer. Like, I'll just play the campaign. There's like whole cutscenes that are just like not working, or it's like playing like the wrong cutscene with like the wrong.
It's horrible.
Voiceover.
Uh huh.
So like, it's like completely like messed up. They're like, there's a whole cutscene missing. Like, what happened? So it's just a mess. There's absolutely zero support for Battlefront 1, and Battlefront 2 got 3 servers on launch day, which is awesome.
I remember, what was it called? Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Ended up doing refunds. Are they looking like they're going to be doing that here?
Steam is doing refunds, as far as I know. The other consoles are a little bit...
They're not doing... There was an announcement, a statement made that they said that they're going to fix it.
So that they're not giving you... They're basically just directing you back to the company saying, hey, they're the ones that sold you a crappy game. It's not our fault. I
mean, that is true, but...
It's technically not their fault, but... Yeah, that's the problem with console gaming. And yeah, it just sucks because I think you can buy, like... You can still, like, on Steam, you can still download the original 2. I mean, the only reason you want to play them is because you want the multiplayer. But I think you can buy, like, the original 2 for, like, $5...
Yeah, and some
which you might as well just do now.
You might as well just do, yeah.
You might be able to LAN party it still, right? Like with PCs,
yeah, you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, you can do LAN, but I think with the original ones that are on Steam, like the $5, I'm pretty sure you can do online too. Still, can you?
I don't think they do.
Oh well, that's BS.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's
that's the catch.
It's I don't know how you mess this up.
I mean, technically, you can't even do the online now. So
it's just a hard port. Like, it's not even like it's a up. It's not like it's high definition or
no, it's not even upgraded. It's not even remastered. He just literally here's the PC version,
and it's fine because like I've said this, it's one of my favorite, like, all time favorite games. So I'm like super bummed about it. It's the only game on Xbox that rivaled. I played almost as much as I played like Halo 2 and Halo Combat Evolved. Like, if I wasn't playing Halo, I was playing Star Wars Battlefront 2. Those are like the only two games I heavily played.
It was a super fun game.
It's a super
fun
game.
You die so much, but it's so fun. I know.
You die all the time.
I played it at a couple LAN parties before, but I never owned it.
What was that gun where it's like, it charges up and it's...
The chain gun.
Yeah.
The Clone Commander.
It sounds like spit.
It's such a fun game. I mean, I'm just really disappointed that it launched like this. They've already released statements that they're sorry and they appreciate the support and they're like, oh, we'll fix it, but... We'll see how long that takes.
It's going to be about 6 months before it's playable.
6 months. That's probably not wrong.
Collection took, what, a year before it was playable?
No, it was longer than a year.
It was like 2 or 3 years.
I will say this about the Master Chief Collection. I was one of those weird people. I didn't have problems with it at launch. Like, I was able to get into multiplayer matches. I was able to do all the campaigns.
I couldn't do
anything. But I know that like 90%, like, I had it and I had like all my friends bought it and I wasn't able to play with anybody. I'm like, yeah, join up. And like, they would instantly, like, their game would crash and boot them, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm in a multiplayer match. I'm like, I'm having fun.
He's like, where's everyone else?
We never had a game. Like, no. We bought it the day of, and then we had a bunch of friends we were going to play together. We had, like, you know, our group of four. Waited, like, 3 hours. Nothing happened. We're like, okay, I'm done. And then...
LAN parties. The future is going backwards. Well, Go back to LAN parties.
No, but that was the thing. I think the Xboxes, they didn't have that option. That was the big thing. We're like, oh, we're going to do LAN parties again. Like, I was really excited. But I think at the time at launch, that wasn't possible.
Oh yeah, you couldn't.
That was right. You couldn't do. And I was like, what kind of BS? You're giving me the Mastery Collection with no land capabilities right now. I was like,
this is going backwards. Bullshit. That's backwards technology.
Yeah.
If I recall, the reason why Master Chief Collection failed is because there was a glitch in it where it was requeuing you each time. It was rethinking that you needed to requeue so that it kept trying.
It was something like that. I just remember that it was just ridiculous.
And it took them 2 years to fix that. Come on, guys.
Well, like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did issue like a statement, like when their stuff, like, this is what we're going to do. This is the roadmap. We're sorry for everything we've done. This is what we're going to do. And then I think that's when they decided to make like all the armor and all the extra stuff for the games. They made them free. So it was worth it.
Yeah. And it became great.
Oh yeah. It's one of those like, oh, this there's like no coming back, and somehow like
they made it work.
Yeah, ashes from the Phoenix. They came back. Like, they were little, just burning. Like the ashes were gonna be cold, and they're like, nah, I still got one spark. And
they brought. I mean, I know it's controversial game, but Halo Reach, and they finally put on there as well. I know some people have their issues ODST. With the Rush. And they put ODST.
And they put in all the extra game modes. Like, they put in Firefight.
Mm-hmm. Firefight was the only good thing about ODST for me.
They put ODST and Reach Firefight in.
Yep, the original
and
ones.
And then after a while, I mean, they did so many fixes to it, because then you could actually filter what you wanted to play. Like, you'd be like, oh, I only care about, like,
Halo 1.
I only want to play Combat Evolved. I only want to play Halo 2. I only want to play these Halos. I only want to play these certain game modes. So there's like, I don't care what game you put me in. It's like, as long as you're playing like Team Death or Slayer, put me in Slayer.
I know the thing that they gave that made them, that was the most played, was Halo 3, because they were providing new skins for them.
It was cool.
You could edit the, like, how you want your weapon to be at. You can have it really low, really high, or move it to the side.
Yeah, it was really interesting. The only like thing that they didn't do, which I know people were wanting, was to put Halo 5 on there. But for some reason, Microsoft was like, no.
For the longest time, they were like, yeah, we're never doing that.
And it's still true. It's still not on PC. It's still
They're not
anywhere.
Liars. They're not liars.
They kept their word on that.
They said no.
For one, for
many
once.
Failures.
And then now they're not going to develop it anymore. It stopped in July of last year.
That's the next thing, is that that they have stopped production or stopped
development
for the Master Chief Collection, which is a big... I think it's a big red flag. We know that Infinite has had their issues. Infinite has slowly been getting... It was going good, and now it's kind of...
Because they want more money.
Yeah, they want more money, and it's kind of going declining, and now they've laid off a lot of people too, right?
Something like that.
The DLC was canceled years ago.
It wasn't, David.
Okay, the hobby wasn't. The Shark King was never canceled.
No, it is.
And so,
I'm not expecting anything. They're probably just working on the next thing. And I think next time they should just put out a game that's when it's ready.
Yeah, that's a lot of... It seems like a lot of people or developers are putting out incomplete games.
What I don't get is how this happens with like AAA games. Like, dude, you guys have like millions and millions of dollars in budget. Like, how does this happen?
I know Mr. and I share a lot of similar thoughts in this regard. I think it's just they're so greedy, and they know that the... hardcore fan base is big enough that they'll still turn a profit, and they're willing to just do that. And
I'm like, not a hardcore fan for any game.
It's like Call of Duty. Like, Call of Duty is not that good. I mean, it's fun. It's consistent in that regard, but their map sizes are absurd. It's the exact same game. They have nothing but aesthetics as like an upgrade. They haven't really changed anything, but they know, and they have, honestly, in my opinion, terrible servers for multiplayer. Every time I've played I haven't played in the last two whatever Call of Duties have come out, but there's been incredible amounts of lag. That's something that you and I complained about. Inconsistencies with like hitboxes to the point where it's just like almost unplayable in my opinion. And so many people that cheat, it's just not a good experience, but they just have this loyal fan base that will never let it go. So that they
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Your brother and his wife played all the time. I'm like,
I hate it.
I can't do it.
I hate that franchise now. I used to love Call of Duty and I hate it now.
The last Call of Duty I played was Modern Warfare 3.
That was the first last one or really, the second really, really one? Really good one.
Oh, from the like
from like years ago? The Xbox.
Yeah, I know. But now they're like, they're out of ideas. Like, oh, we're just gonna rename it the same.
Modern Warfare 3. Yeah,
yeah. For the Xbox 360, that was the last Call of Duty.
Okay, because
this Modern Warfare 3.
There's a Modern Warfare 3 now.
That's why I said
it was more of a Modern Warfare 2 from what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, is what they did is they.
And guess who bought it?
Yeah. So what I'm saying, so Modern Warfare 1 was more like Everyone liked it more because they changed a lot of things. They gave you tactical sprint. The guns just felt better. They
What's
didn't
tactical
feel as,
sprint?
So like when you're running, you hold like this, or when you're attack sprint, you hold.
You run, but you
up,
run
but
tactically.
You run faster. You can run a lot faster.
It's like with Apex, right? When you
when you run without a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like that, but. The attachments with the gunplay felt a lot better. It was more realistic. It was less arcadey feeling. And then they reverted it in Modern Warfare 2. It just kind of like they messed up a lot of stuff. And then this, they just basically put it back to Modern Warfare 1 with some new gimmicks for this game. Like, this is how bad it is. The gimmicks. Hitbox, like he was talking about the hitbox. There's a skin that's like an evil Groot looking guy, but he's more like twigs and not like a tree, like solid. He's like has a lot of open holes on his body because it's like twigs.
And the bullets go through his holes?
The bullets go through his holes and it's harder to kill him.
And they won't patch that.
Yeah.
They don't patch things like that. It drives me insane.
Yeah, or they'll patch it like later. I think he just got patched. But
the thing is, there's always an update. Every weekend there's an update that's like 13 gigs. What do you need to update 13 gigs for? You haven't patched anything. You haven't fixed anything.
Yeah, and they're ridiculous sizes.
They just patch stuff that is game-breaking that like, oh, we know a way to manipulate so you can get the skins for free, or you can get this for free, or you can win your game without having to work on it. Like, there was a glitch in Modern Warfare 3 where you have these little handrails. Like, you know when you go up onto the balloon and it shoots you up in Apex?
Yeah.
There's one where you can go down in Warzone, but you can go down, and if you jump at the right time, you can go underneath the level. And then you can shoot people and survive.
And survive, and they can't do anything.
And then they can't. They're like, oh, we can't fix it. Let's just turn off that feature. We just can't use it for right now. And then like last month.
How long has that been disabled for? Because I get that. That does happen sometimes.
That got disabled for like 3 weeks, and they finally fixed it. And then they had this other one where they did an update with some guns a month ago. And every time you didn't reset your whole rank in the whole game, but it reset your rank in Warzone. So you couldn't use your loadouts. You had to level up to 5 in the game in Warzone, and then you could use your loadout. And then if the game ends, you're back to 0.
And they're constantly cycling on guns for like which guns are meta. The inconsistencies with the guns, I think they do that one specifically on purpose to get people to, oh, well, now this is the gun I have to level up or play, just to like force people. But like, just leave the guns relatively like similar. It's just annoying. I hate Call of Duty now. I've grown to hate, resent that whole franchise.
Yeah. I mean, I've played with some friends just for fun, but like I haven't really played it since I got it. So, I mean, waste of $70, but whatever. I lesson learned.
$70 game?
Yep. Which is mostly a update from Modern Warfare 2 from what I could tell.
Yeah. So basically what's funny is the Modern Warfare, the new Modern Warfare series.
He doesn't even know the words he's calling.
The stories, rematch. The campaigns of those are actually really good. If there's anything
because that's what you play Call of Duty for is a campaign.
I was always surprised. I'm surprised. People, but the first one, the second one really good. And then everyone's like, oh, I'm excited for the third one. We're going to finish the story. And it's just Warzone with like some cutscenes, and it's only like 3 hours long. So like the story got like a 2 out of 10. And then the gameplay is still like an 8 out of 10 type of thing for people. But yeah, it's just same old thing. Like it's meh. I don't think I'll get the next one. I mean, they'd have to be like,
I know something what it
new.
Needs.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Did they do a collab with them? Oh, people would lose their shiz.
No, but yeah, like that game needs to.
But yeah, that would be the skin for the grenade.
You want to know who's doing it right with the games, microtransactions, and how it runs?
Not Overwatch.
Oh, definitely not Overwatch. Roll Rush.
Fortnite, it seems to be running.
Fortnite
good, so
does.
I don't play Fortnite, but hats off to that group. Like they have
Epic,
had consistent
crazy
stuff.
How they created Gears of War, decided to do their own thing, made Fortnite as a side thing because they were doing.
And the story thing was a beta thing. It's been in beta or never released.
They dropped it, but like no, Fortnite was just like their side piece because they can't remember what the main game was. And then that flopped, and then Fortnite just blew up, and they're like, okay, let's put all our money into that, and then. Disney's like, hey, let's give you some money and let's be a part of it. It's like, okay, yeah, you know. And then now they're like,
yeah, hats off to.
But what I meant to say was Helldivers 2 for democracy.
Oh, you know,
lie. Democracy. You just told me that it's a lie.
No, the game
propaganda.
The game is fun. The game is fun. You don't need to pay for your microtransactions. If you play enough of the game, you
they're
get
actually
credits.
Killing innocent robots.
Have you not seen
they
Ender's
have
Game?
Arms. They are not innocent.
Hey, if you need,
you're holding guns. Yeah,
they're just chains. They're just coming out. They have,
but there's multiple.
He's coming right for us.
No,
there's
one that's called the Hulk, and it's like this big old monster thing with machine gun arms and stuff.
Get
it's
out.
Terrifying.
But you think no, it's but, a simulation? This is an Ender's Game.
You've seen Ender's Game or read it at least, right?
I haven't read it since.
Spoiler. Okay, you have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's they play these video games while they're going through their training,
simulating.
But the simulator is actual real life armies and battalions that they've sent into space to fight their actual aliens in real life.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, if they lost in the simulation, that whole battalion was just wiped out.
Oh, people actually died.
So the big test was where Ender's like the commander of the entire fleet. It was like they said, this is your last one. This is pass or fail, but it was the actual last battle for humanity.
And he won.
Yeah.
But then he found out that it was.
He found out it was real and it crushed him from a moral standpoint.
Then anyways, he turned Itachi and killed him. I'm just kidding.
For democracy, Helldivers 2. The thing is, you can pay for the skins if you want to, or you can just play enough and you get credits and you can unlock everything.
And that's what's good. That game. Maybe
it's fun. It's a lot of fun. You can do emotes. You can throw nukes at the bugs or at the automatons.
You throw nukes at the bugs.
Yeah. No, like I mean, there's a
that's a crossover we need.
There's a YouTube channel called like FPS Plays 10 or something, like Top 10 Plays, and just look at Helldivers 2 and just watch those videos. It's a lot of fun. It's hilarious. And
yeah, you showed me a clip that was hilarious.
And it's very real too, like in the sense of like
it's Ender's Game.
You know how like when you're playing like Call of Duty and you shoot like 4 bullets, you kill a person, you reload. Yeah. It's like in that game, it's like no, if you reload, you lose all those clips that are in that magazine. Yeah. You know, so like you want to be on empty before you reload.
Yeah, he showed me his clip where they called in. What do they call it? The
stratagems.
I don't know what it is. It's basically to end the round so you can escape, right?
Oh, you're calling for your pelican to pick you up.
Yeah, to pick him up.
I understood that relevance.
I just said it so he can...
They're stealing from everything now. Gosh.
Yeah. I just call it
the new Power World. But,
oh, my God.
So Mr. showing me he has his little squad that they're playing. And I don't know if they beat the robot or something, but he emotes.
No, because he's only beaten 5.
Yeah. It must have been the 5th one. He emotes on the hill, and then, and it kills them.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
I throw a stratagem where it's like the Jericho from Iron Man. But I thought it would go from, like from my point of view, looking at it, would go from left to right. But it went front and back. So
he emoted. And he just died. It was fun.
It's fun. It's a really fun game. It's on PS5.
I've heard great things about it for people who play, but I'm afraid of being bullied, Diego.
He won't bully. I won't bully. You'll play with us.
Just do, they have the chat settings where it's just the party.
No, I've seen that there's been people complaining that.
Yeah, if you're not part of, if you don't do the meta.
If you don't do like your meta loadouts.
Yeah, but I mean, that's if you do like hard mode stuff, but like, you don't.
But that's what people want to do.
We don't care. I promise you, we don't care.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Don't lie to me, Diego.
But that's what
it's terrible as well, because like it, the first part of the game, like you see that, like it's like a, it's like a commercial, like a propaganda film. It's like
we have to protect the Cerebus.
No, like you see, like it's like showing, like oh, welcome, this is Super Earth, and you see, like
just played
family.
It, yeah.
There's a family and they're like just like enjoying themselves, like, but freedom isn't always free. You see the bugs come and eat this guy's family. He's like, no. And then they pause, like, this is what your chance to be a warrior of liberation.
But why are we why are they killing the bugs?
They're somehow coming to 2 planets and starting, and they're invading other planets around us. Uh-huh. And they'll eventually get to Super Earth.
They're a pestilence.
What makes it super?
So that's why.
It's a bigger Earth, I don't know.
So why are we killing them? Why are they killing them?
Because we're cleansing the planet for us, for liberation.
Yeah, you sound like...
We're on the right covenant. We're on the right side of history. No, it's because... It's satirical because like it, like some parts of the game when you're like leaving, it's like another chapter for the right side of history.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. It's fun. It makes fun of itself.
So you're okay with killing innocent robots?
They're not innocent.
Robots are always innocent. We're the ones programming them.
I don't know who programmed
them. Somebody did.
It wasn't me. I don't kill them, so it's cool.
Clearly,
I don't
kill the racist AI Google. Yeah.
But it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's $30.
I don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
No, it was 30.
I always thought it was 16.
It's 30.
It's double the
hours. That makes it even I know, but I just spent that on Star Wars Battlefront 2.
And what do you have to show for?
Nothing.
I can't play it.
You might as well buy Helldivers.
No, I bought it, and I just need to play with you for Battlefront.
I'm sorry, you had to play on three servers.
Good luck.
we'll wait about a week, and then we'll play. And we'll stream that, too. That'll be fun. Although, I don't know how it's going to work, because with people.
Yeah, you can do split screen, but it's only two player.
Yeah,
not four, like before.
But I also want to know how you can group up with people. That's the only thing I don't know how to do online. Because from what I saw from people who got it previously, they couldn't group up. But also, the servers weren't up at that time with these guys who got it. So I don't know how I can do it.
Give it 6 months and then you'll be fine.
I guess we're playing Helldivers.
You can play Helldivers and be a warrior of liberation, so we're fine.
But I want to capture a command post.
You can... You can capture the planet and
you can
take
we can kill Diego. He can do his team fire.
Team fire is there in the game.
Why?
Because it's realistic. If I'm shooting a laser beam and you walk in front of it, you think you're gonna be like, I'm okay.
You just said the words realistic and laser beam in the same sentence.
In the future, there's gonna be laser beams. What do you mean?
Because it's realistic.
Yeah, the Spartan laser, bro.
2552. Real good.
It's fun.
Okay.
Well, I might do it.
We'll try these out.
Check it out, honestly.
Watch some videos. Just watch it, and if it piques your interest.
I've seen it.
It's just fun.
We've seen the videos.
They look like the Killzone characters from PlayStation.
They remind me more of Starship Troopers.
They remind me more of knockoffs of ODSTs.
I'm doing my part.
But with capes.
Yeah.
No capes.
The Power World equivalent.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll try it.
Liberation.
That's what you say. You say democracy. For democracy, but this is all sound
also,
like a scam.
Yuri Lowenthal's in there.
I might have to play this game.
Okay, we'll see that.
Spider-Man's in this game. That's good enough for me.
Sasuke.
Don't say that.
Don't.
Oh, by the way, Sasuke. You want to know what's crazy? That I didn't know. Okay, so when we talked about it last week, the passing of Akira Toriyama, I did not know his son's name is Sasuke. I thought that was just an anime like type of name. I didn't know a real person's name was named that.
Okay.
That's so based Akira Toriyama.
What if that was that? What if Kishimoto
Dude,
based it off
that's cool.
That would be actually pretty sick.
How old is the kid?
He must have been born like in the 80s
or 90s.
He's
older than us. Probably closer to 40.
Okay. If we ever write a successful anime, we have to name Sasuke. Make Tenma.
Okay, yeah.
This name just came to me. I don't know.
Tenma's already there. Tenma Skamoto.
I thought it was just an anime name.
Yeah, I thought Tenma was a girl's name. Because that's the name of a girl in one of the animes we've seen. So...
But I guess it's
don't make fun of my nephew
neutral.
Like that.
I'm not making fun of him. It's like the name.
She's an adorable character and hilarious. If Ten was adorable
Jamie?
And hilarious, then...
Yeah, Jamie's then a boy and girl name.
Jesse's a boy and
Jesse's
girl
a
name.
Boy and girl name. I didn't know Tenma was. I didn't know how those worked.
Fair enough.
Charlie's a boy and girl. I met a bunch of girls named Charlie. It's weird.
I met a couple females named Charlie.
They were butches, though, so I don't know. You can take it from that.
All right. Anyways,
no, they were like you
know. This message is running.
He just wanted to smash the button. That's what he wanted.
He wanted to smash Charlie
after drinking a few. Oh my god!
These guys should be our official sponsors.
Cheetah's gonna come for us when they listen to this podcast.
Yeah, right. They're gonna boost their sales because of this.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Chile. You need the money. I'm just kidding. Anyway, okay. I want the last final thing I want to talk about today is we've talked about this before. Reddit is just a weird place.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Reddit has the stupidest discussions / fights about anything. Right? It could be politics. It could be
politics.
I don't know. Politics.
They become just as toxic as Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like the most ridiculous takes, the most unreasonable groups.
But I feel like Reddit can get even more far-fetched and more out there because it's not really like a place where you're like, today I feel sad or you know whatever. It's like someone poses a question and then they comment
back
on
it.
Yeah.
True.
And I don't think you need an account to access Reddit, right?
I don't think so. Nope. I think you can access it as like a guest, so to speak. I don't know if you can post.
I don't think you can. Yeah, but
you can still access it. And
I think you can comment still, even like as an anonymous person.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
But again, there's all these different stan and all these. This is the word that they use, these dick writers for different animes, that they don't ever want to admit that their characters could lose to another character in another series for X and Y reasons because of the rules that their character's world has. And because they have different rules, they're like, oh, this is why they can't win. But like, no, we have to look at this at what feats they can do in their respective worlds.
Yeah, you have to look at it right? objectively.
Maybe this is where my cousin gets his theories from.
And, but even then, like, but even then, being, I mean, being objective for anime is also impossible. People just, they can't.
It's not impossible, it's but not to impossible. Your point is these stand or dick writers that are impossible because
the diehards.
They're so, their ego and their self-esteem is attached to their anime.
And I don't understand it. Like,
neither do I.
And so one of the things there's this constant fight, which is funny, between, what are you doing? Ride or die? There's this constant...
brought to you
by... brought to you by... There's this constant fight between, you know, who's the strongest characters in anime. Now...
It's Goku.
Yeah, it's Goku.
I mean, anime, yeah, it's surprise. Either Sailor Moon or Goku.
But here's the... it's Goku.
Would you not argue about One Punch Man based off of the parody?
Well, here's the funny thing is One Punch Man actually is... I would say actually probably is the strongest one, which makes no... It's a parody, but he technically is like the Superman of the 60s, world. Of the 70s, who could sneeze and destroy a galaxy. That's how strong One Punch Man is.
Yeah.
That's his own thing, though.
That's what I mean, though, because that aside, anything out of satire, it would be Goku.
Yeah. I mean, we could argue anything cartoon power is overpowered anyway.
They have hammer space.
I mean, yeah. So it just happens. Yeah.
An anvil could kill Goku. <you know? laughs>
Where did you get
it? What? I put it out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
toon powers.
They're the biggest like
a Pegasus.
The biggest stands. The biggest dick riders are come from One Piece and come from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh God.
They always come from these two, and they for whatever reason.
Not true.
Okay. And for whatever reason, they keep clashing with each other. And
that's dumb.
And it gets to the point where I'm like, you can't compare these two. Because first of all, you have people in the DBZ universe who in Dragon Ball, if you've watched Dragon Ball, when they're, you know, quote unquote, weak. Not that strong or weak. We had Master Roshi who could destroy the moon with a Kamehameha wave.
Yeah, that's their weakest power scaling is Dragon Ball. And they're still okay.
Stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, again, One Piece isn't meant to be, again, I'm not that far. I'm not even at Crocodile yet.
What?
Yeah, you could be past me.
So, how did that happen?
Because I just can't. I keep reading. I'm like, yeah, this is okay.
He can't keep his bargain. Rude.
I am reading it, so I'm just not that fast. Okay, I'm at chapter 160 now,
I'm not that fast yet. This motherfucker reread Naruto like 3 times.
That's good though.
But Naruto kept my my attention. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is, I don't think One Piece is the creator Oda. He didn't make it to have these characters be completely overpowered, right? The whole I don't know what the whole message is, but it's like we're family, we're friends, we can do anything together, and we want to have adventure.
It's the Fast and Furious of animes.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
I know, but they're just what they want. They're pirates. They want to find
the
One Piece.
They have their own dreams. Yeah, no. Luffy wants to find the One Piece.
Okay, Luffy wants to find the One Piece.
Other pirates want to.
Sanji wants to find the ocean that has all of the seas to the same.
They all have their own dreams, and since they follow under Luffy, they're going to follow his dreams, and then with his dream being accomplished, Luffy's going to help them. Get all the
I will be watching. Same. I don't need to be sold this, but yeah, good
selfish.
To know.
But anyway, the point is
selfish.
That their whole like reason for doing these things isn't to gain power. It's just a side byproduct, right?
Sure.
And so they do need to get stronger, right? To face off different foes and different antagonists.
To get to the next part.
To get to the next part, you know, and they do that out of necessity. Whereas you have people in Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, whatever, whichever one you talk about. They do it because they love fighting. They need to get stronger. And there is a threat that happens in each of these that they need to train to become stronger to overcome.
Yes.
So by that definition, they're also very different. Yeah. You're not going to have Luffy training to become the strongest because that's not what he wants to do.
Yeah. So like if Miles was here, he would tell you that because I think he told me this a while ago. He said like after so many years of the manga – he feels like it's not a shown anymore. It's more like a, I can't remember what he said, but he said it's
slice of life.
No,
adventure.
It's a more an adventure, and there's fighting involved, but that's not the main gimmick. It's like the story of it. You know, there's like these highs that are like really beautifully told, and there's all these really sad stories that make you cry. And fighting and strength and overcoming and transformations, quote, you know, for the future, those are just byproducts. So, like, when people argue about that stuff, I'm like, One Piece isn't trying to be powerful. One Piece is just trying to give you a fucking cool story. And stupid shit sometimes.
But that's the thing. Unless you watch it, if you only talk to the fan base, to his point, they make it seem like, oh, One Piece, they're just a bunch of warriors. They'll take over anyone. They'll be any anime character. I'm like, no, they won't.
If they access the power of friendship, they win. But by that same logic, Yugi wins all the
Yugi
fights.
Yugi wins every time.
He wins by cheating.
It's not cheating. It's the heart of the cards.
Oh, no.
He hits the floating belt.
No, here's a side.
And that's not supposed to be hit.
Here's a side. No,
he destroyed the moon so that the monsters can show up.
No, here's a side thing. I heard an argument about this.
He's smarter than Shikamaru.
No.
I attacked the moon.
Here's the argument I've heard about this. There's a reason why the cards in the anime have no description on it at all. Because we all have to, whatever he says about the cards, it has to be true.
Yeah. He's the Pharaoh. He invented this game.
And Kaiba does the same thing. Anyone he fights with, they do the same thing because we don't know what's on the cards.
I played this game 5,000 years ago.
And they're like, whatever they say, obviously it's true because he can't fake whatever what he can do in the
it's
anime.
It's like the Kuribo multiply thing where he's like, Kuribo. And he multiply limitlessly. Like, what?
And it has to be true because it happens.
Yeah.
He can't be lying about it. Kaiba could do the same thing if he was that smart. Like,
That was during the first season. They fixed a lot of stuff during the
anime. They did.
Here's the thing. Like the card game is obviously very different because obviously Pokemon, right? They're not limited to one attack or two attacks that I have to give them energy to attack, right? But that's in the card game.
Even compared to the game on it's not turn-based. It's... Okay, Charizard, if you can get five moves off before this other person, you're going to do it.
And Ferdinand, use Flare Blitz while you're underground.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So like I'm saying, like the anime, he can say whatever he wants, and we have to say, oh, I guess that's how this card works in this anime, because he said it, and it works.
Just Iron Tail on a
That's just the way it is.
So anyway, that my point being...
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying like...
No, I just thought that was funny.
The One Piece dick riders are annoying because...
Well, it goes...
Because the thing is... And just to go back to it, when they do something really cool, it shows you how strong they are compared to like that universe. So I can understand where they feel like, oh,
they're strong.
Zoro just one shot this person by like doing a cut. And
spoilers.
He cuts a lot of people. But they're like, oh yeah, so he's stronger than Vegeta. It's like,
must be Puerto Rican.
He was never stronger than Vegeta. Vegeta
as a child,
fetus, is stronger than Zoro.
Yeah, well, and going back to this came up in a Reddit post where this guy was saying how Kaido, which again you have to explain more about this power.
Kaido's a Yonko.
I don't know what that means.
He's one of the general? Four warlords.
Oh, the four warlords. So he's saying Kaido.
Is that good?
Yeah, he owns a part of the ocean. Like he's feared. Like he's a powerful. He's that powerful of a pirate that part of that corner of the world is his. Like if you go on my land, it's war, and I'll kill you.
But anyway,
how many of these are there?
Four. So they split between the four.
All right.
Some of those people are stupid because I don't know how they got there. I know. But anyway.
That's later on, but anyway, there's a caveat to it.
It's stupid. But anyway.
A lot of excuses, man.
So the fight.
You'll understand when you read it.
The fight was that Kaido would decimate Krillin. And I'm like, are you serious? There is no way that Kaido could do anything against Krillin. You have no idea what Krillin has done. You've clearly never watched Dragon Ball because you have no idea what he has done, who he has fought against. And it's like, they're like, yeah, but he never wins. I'm like, okay, have you seen who he fights?
Like maybe Dragon Ball Krillin, but Dragon Ball Z Krillin could own Kaido every day of the week.
In the same saga, whatever saga.
After in Z.
Krillin,
Z.
Yeah. Krillin.
Z saga, Z boo, Z boo.
Z boo.
Z Krillin. Z Krillin could decimate Kaido. Dragon Ball Krillin?
I think
before,
at the end.
Before the time skip.
Maybe
he would.
Maybe
he would lose out of fear. Not. But he wouldn't die. He
don't know
die.
That.
He would lose out of fear, but he wouldn't die.
But I'm like. They're like, well, because in One Piece, where it's like he's again. You have to correct me because I don't know. They said that.
What can this guy
the
do?
Reason that Kaido wouldn't get hurt by Krillin or any damage by Krillin is because you need haki or some sort of specific haki to hurt Kaido.
So there's levels of haki. There's
you understand what it is.
Observation. So haki, hockey's like a.
It's true.
Is a power within your body that you can push out.
Chakra.
But it's different because there's four different types. There's like one for observation, so you can like see a certain amount of time into the future, so you can evade attacks.
Yakugan. Sharingan.
There's one like armament and hockey, so you're so like for the manga and the anime to like show like to show you that it's they're using it. It turns their skin black,
Susanoo.
But in reality, you're not going to see it's black. It's just like their arms or arms are harder to get hurt.
I saw
like
the anime deal. Damaged. It shows black.
They can throw things. There is Color of the Supreme King, where like if they just push their aura out enough, anyone who's weaker than them will pass out. And I can't remember what the fourth one.
Yeah, it's yeah. The same.
I can't remember what the fourth one is, but there's like those kinds of hockey, and so like. Kaido, he's a master of all four, and so since Krillin doesn't know hockey or doesn't have hockey, that's why they're saying like, oh,
that's stupid.
Yeah, but like
that's like saying okay, so he can't be Krillin because he doesn't have any key.
Yeah, the same thing.
Stupid. Back to this point, this one I saw, I have it saved. I'm pretty sure I have it saved. If not, I saved the photo. But it said people say Luffy would beat Goku, but Yamcha would just have to do this to Gear 5 Luffy. And I don't know what cartoon it's from, but it's just another cartoon holding another cartoon character underwater while it's drowning. This is what Yamcha would do to Gear 5 Luffy. And I couldn't say, because physically, that's true. He just, oh, okay, here, how about you just drown?
I mean, yeah, like the and like what my brother was saying, Oda's not trying to make you this world of like...
Yeah, but we don't care that the... His argument point is like these One Piece and Dragon Ball Z fans or whoever, Dragon Ball fans.
They also they're
responsible
too
for responding. Just like, dude, just don't even respond. You're not going to get a rise out of them.
It's like if you're trying to argue like Naruto versus Dragon Ball. It's like,
hey, Naruto guys would lose. The floor.
Naruto guys would lose. No.
And again, we even talked about
this. Kid Goku would probably lose to adult Naruto.
Maybe Genjutsu. I don't even know, but they have such
that's high, the only caveat.
But we also talked about this. Like the other issue is that even if you took away like their abilities, they're still also very well skilled fighters in martial arts.
Yeah.
It's not like they're fighting someone from Jujutsu Kaisen or from One Piece.
Yeah, straight hand to hand, that would be a good battle. Yeah, no power levels. If it's they're on equal strength ground, that would be good because they're both military. They're martial artists.
Yeah. And like Luffy's not a martial artist. He's a brawler.
Zoro
Kenjutsu specialist. Sanji, because Sanji knows kicks and stuff like that. But
he does the whirlwind or whirl.
The Tatsumaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the only people who would be like fighters.
Sanji, I don't know about Sanji, but I'll give Sanji, you Zoro.
Sanji's super strong.
Sanji like does actual like legit kicks type of stuff.
But again, he's not someone trained in martial arts. So even if he had those kicks with martial artists such as Naruto and like Goku, like he could wipe the floor with him.
I doubt he's landing any kicks.
Yeah, he's not gonna land any kicks on them anyway. They know how to.
Yeah.
If we went to manga comparisons, even then Master Roshi could take on any of them because apparently Master Roshi can take on Jiren and fight. So like if we want to go manga, there's that too. And so if Master Roshi can take on someone that can destroy almost an entire universe by themselves, then no one
Krillin fights Goku Super Saiyan Blue
and survives.
All we're trying to say is this.
That's the argument right there. That's how you end it. Krillin could lose to Kaido. Like he went against Super Saiyan Blue Goku. Come on, he's already done. He fought a god. It's over. He just fought a world. He just fought a Yonko. There's nothing. It's not even a big deal.
Yeah. What we're trying to say, guys, is first of all, RIP Toriyama.
Yeah.
And we're glad that finally Piccolo is useful again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his form.
He's orange. Yeah,
he's orange.
Chad. His orange form is Chad. Badass.
I got to watch that movie again.
One Piece. Crazy Dick Rider fans, like, you gotta shut up. Like, it's not a shonen anymore. It's just an adventure anime. It's not what you think it is.
Oh,
or actually, manga.
I want you to do
enjoy
this.
Enjoy it.
In that One Piece, if you have read it, put that in there. Put a discussion. One Piece is no longer a shonen anime for this reason. If you have an account, Rigo Senpai, or if you have Miss Hazard, do that. And explain why. I want to see what people will say.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to speak to it, so you'd have to do it.
Yeah.
But I'd gladly jump in and be like, oh, I'm about to start One Piece. It's nice to know that it's no longer shonen, and I'm sure people would shit on me for it.
I would like to just be like, One Piece is no longer a shonen.
I would just love to see what it would say. I would like to hear Miles, a tech guy, want his...
I'll tell you this much. This current arc in the manga...
Is it the one with the weird, like, suits?
Yeah. there was not much fighting, but there's so much storytelling and so much depth. Like, they just started fighting, like, 3 chapters ago. And they've been doing this for the past year and a half. With no fighting, almost. And it's been amazing. How do you do that? You think Dragon Ball could do a whole year and a half of manga with no
fighting? It's called the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah. Have you not heard? Dragon Ball is there. That's all they do is fight.
That is the basis of the
show. That's the basis of the show. It's not trying to find the treasure.
I'm saying, could you do it?
Because they can actually find the treasure.
Because Dragon Ball's a show.
They have a radar for it.
That's why.
But it takes like an episode.
Look at the reason. Like, what is it for? Like, why?
We have technology. Like,
okay.
But I'm just saying, that's why. So, like, that's what I'm saying. One Piece is not a shonen anymore.
Well, I guess the only thing I could ever think of is if they did chapters where they were trying to look for the Dragon Balls, and that's all they did. Yeah, that would be boring.
That takes like an episode.
Yeah, that takes an episode. That couldn't take like a year of manga chapters to look for the Dragon Balls.
It's One Piece is
How long of whatever equivalent of years have passed in One Piece since its inception? Oh,
okay, so the timing of that time is horrible.
Oh, how much time has passed?
4 years.
4 years? This show's been on for 25 years plus, and it's only 4 years have lapsed?
They're every episode like one day?
That's crazy. Like a minute or 2 minutes or something like that.
Naruto spanned over the course of roughly 4 years.
So for the first 400 plus episodes is the first year.
God.
And then they do a time skip.
I'm still on the first year.
Once you'll know. Then they'll do a time skip
of how long.
So it's a time skip
to 1 year. No, 2 years. I can't remember like that. Yeah, 2 years. They do a time skip of 2 years.
Okay, so there's 2 years of no stories. So basically, the stories take place over 2 years.
Still looking.
And then yeah, that happens.
I am excited.
The treasure was inside of us all along. It was
not a fairy tale.
What if that? If the story's so good,
why are you
upset
when Ash has been 10 all this time? Why are we not upset about that?
No one's watching that anime series.
I don't. Been 10 for 30
years. As the biggest Pokemon fan here, I do not watch
that. No one watches that show seriously. They watch it for the battles only.
Okay, but either way, but animes are like that all the time, dude.
Incorrect. Look at the Simpsons. The plot of
Bart's been 10 since the 80s.
As someone who's currently watching AOT, the storyline has finally gotten good. You could argue it's been good. It's just he doesn't reveal a lot, but that's a discussion for another day.
Actually, I did want to. We can move on from that. I do want to hear because you haven't. You seen Attack on Titan? All of it? No.
Have you seen?
You can
any
spoil
of it?
No. You spoil it. I probably won't watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So just to
I've heard
heard tons of people talk about it, so I'm like, I'm fine.
Okay.
So to give a little context.
You're giving context enough.
No, I'm giving you more. So Boruto Senpai started watching this. A month and a half ago? Because he had never seen it. He tried before and was uninterested, but because he had a friend who said, hey, I'll watch Naruto with you, watched all of it. Full Metal.
Brotherhood.
He had to watch one of their favorite shows, which is Attack on Titan.
Correct. And I thought that was a good trade-off because she asked, oh, what are your favorite shows? And I go, top two, Naruto is my absolute favorite, and then Full Metal Brotherhood, not the other one, but Brotherhood is my second favorite, and I think that's the best anime top to bottom. She goes, her favorite is Attack on Titan. And I'm like, okay, I know a lot of people that love it. I'll watch it. I'm still not enjoying the show, but I'm appreciating the writing. I'm in season four now. I want to say
is that the final season?
Yeah, it's because it says final season at the bottom.
Part one.
But then they have like five different final episodes. And that was one thing that I also hated because I had already disengaged from it. I watched the first two seasons of Attack on Titan, and I felt the story was so stagnant, it went nowhere to me. And people were like, oh, it just foreshadows and blah, blah, blah. I can discuss it if you want to now. I think for writing for me, I need to be compelled to keep watching something, right? Yeah. It just felt like, oh, us against the world, being the Titans and Brink of Survival, that's fine. But because the author, the mangaka, was intentionally holding off a bunch of storyline pieces until second part of season three, I had nothing to latch onto because I didn't even care for the characters. I still don't care for a lot of the characters. I think some of them are kind of cool, but I'm not attached to them. So to me, it could be good writing. It's just not writing for me, if that makes sense. And he's closing a lot of the loops, and I'm seeing the foreshadowing, and I'm being explained to that by my friend because I am missing some of them too, because there's like just these small little moments that if you didn't really fully pay attention and write it down and now compare and contrast of what it was, Okay, cool. It's considered, yeah, I put it on genius level writing. I just think it's a boring way to write. You could have given us some pieces of this show without revealing big plot lines to help the fans stay, in my opinion, super engaged. That's my style or my preference.
Here's my question before you go into the where you're at currently. Yeah. But what was your, before you got to the basement, because that was the big thing in the second half of season three, was like, we need to go back to Shiganshina. We have to get to the basement.
What was in the basement? A drink, guys. This has been brought to you by Cerveza.
Your father wanted you to have this.
Are you asking me what was in the basement?
No, I know what it was. My question is, what did you think would be in the bit that was so important? What was your
I thought guess? It was going to be a formula of how to become a Titan.
Okay.
That's really what I thought it was, which in, to some weird extent, it explained it. It didn't give... But they already knew how, I guess.
Yeah.
But it just gave a history on the development of the island that they're on, Paradis, and how they defected from the mainland, because it became essentially a civil war, from what I understand, and they're being cursed there. And then the king that was exiled into this land created these walls, and the mainland sent Titans in to just kind of, I guess, keep them in check as a punishment. And the king, you correct me if I'm wrong, because this is where I'm like starting to, I'm piecing things together, because now all of a sudden he's deciding to layer all these things.
It's kind of...
The king felt guilty about...
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, they had, you know why they called the devils, right?
Yeah.
Because of the bloodline they have. So they wanted to get rid
Eldians.
Of them. Yeah, yes. Eldian. They want to get them rid of them, so they put them onto the island, mm-hmm. right? But there are still Eldian. There's still people in... my gosh, what's the place called? Marley. That will defect or whatever. And there are things like, well, if you're E, an Eldian, or B, you're defecting or you're going against us, your punishment is we're going to take you to the island and we're going to turn you to a Titan and unleash you there.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. There's other stuff in the story that you haven't revealed yet, but
sure.
that's how all these Titans start just roaming around.
Yeah.
Right? So that's that part.
And then they've effectively eliminated most of all of those, they're called pure Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Because they set up a defense system. Anyways, I guess what was your question? I guess I missed.
The
basement part.
The basement thing, because the thing was that they saw was that they found in the basement was the picture.
Yes.
So that what was your response? What was your like reaction? Like a picture? Like.
Yeah, because I didn't realize. I mean, again, he shows you things and then he tells you many episodes later, which sometimes is cool. But if that's like your only thing to keep. The writing interesting, that's you lose points on my part because I disengage so fast. I can even be hooked and let go. Example, Stranger Things came out many, many years ago, the first season. I really enjoyed, I watched the first six episodes. I think they had eight.
Yeah.
I have not touched it. I don't know how it ends. I don't know where it's at now, but I'll still tell you those first six episodes were incredibly good, but I just don't care to finish it. Like, yeah. I'm like, it was good, but I'm not attached to it. So I don't care. And I'm like that right now with Attack on Titan. But I didn't know what the picture was going to mean. And then it now jumps back to flashbacks of his father and how he came to be. And so it starts unfolding a lot of the storylines. And still, it is genius on how he ties it all together because it is very seamless so far. And I'm sure it's going to stay that way. It seems like it will be. But right now we're at the part where Tiber family? Is it called the Tiber family? The guy with the long blonde hair. He's the brother of the Warhammer. Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron gets into Marley. They have this like world summit with a bunch of ambassadors basically declaring war on the island because now they're becoming a threat because Aaron's powers, he's actually able to bypass what I'm going to call a curse or a promise that a king made for not retaliating against the mainland. But Aaron Yeager is now able to retaliate because he can just bypass it. I don't remember how they said it or if they've even explained it.
So I don't know where.
I don't know if it's explained it yet or if I missed it. But again, there's a lot going on.
Well, there's a reason. Okay. So in the end of the second season, when Aaron yells and he punches the hand of one of the Titans and all the Titans are eating them. Right. And then you hear Renner says, of all people, why is it him? That has to do with it. Again, if you don't remember what it is.
He has the voice.
Yeah, he has something with him.
He's got the power.
Which was supposed to be passed down to the royal bloodline, which should have been Krista.
It's the Founding Titan.
Yeah, the Founding Titan. I just want to make sure. It was the Founding Titan.
Yes.
So that's why he's like, of all people, why does he now have the Founding Titan? So basically, Eren has two Titan forms in him.
And that's because, yeah, I know, because Grisha, his dad, ate the Founding Titan. Yep. What was her name? The sister of Historia.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Frida?
Yeah, I think it was Frida, yeah.
He ate Frida, and then Eren blocked out in his memory through trauma, I'm assuming is what the story implies. He became a Titan, ate his father, so now he has the Founding Titan's power. And then he ate, what one did he eat? Because he has the Attack Titan and the Founding. Those are the two.
Attack and Founding, uh-huh. Yep.
And then now he just got the Warhammer.
Oh, you're right there. Okay.
That's a cool fight, huh?
Dude, the Warhammer Titan is the only really badass looking Titan. Armored Titan's kind of cool, but the Warhammer looks so sick. So I'm upset I didn't get to see a lot of it, so I hope he transforms into it later a lot more. But the Warhammer Titan design, I'll have to show you a picture. Like, that's a really
good design.
Did you
like how he got it?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was a very well thought out fight. It was like, you know, these little moments, and then Sasha dies. So one of the things, I don't know if this was a foreshadow. Yeah, spoilers.
What? Sasha, who that?
Not Sasha.
It brought me back. One of the
they are my favorite character.
Yeah. Funny enough, so my friend who has rewatched this show several times to kind of piece things together was surprised that I caught on, because I remember Armin. I don't know if it's because I found Armin very annoying initially, but he said, I think 30% of us will die. Or he said something to that effect. That number will happen. And now we're starting to see a lot of them starting to die. And so I'm trying to keep track to see if that it will come true.
Now, here's the thing. So you're right there. What you'll start to notice is that he's also telling a story within the story.
Eren? Or the mangaka?
The mangaka is telling a story within the story with... And I hate this character. You're not connected to it. No, I hate Gabby.
Oh, my friend hates Gabby as well. And I also hated Gabby.
I still hate her. I even everything that she goes through and everything that happens in the story, I will forever hate her, because I personally loved Sasha.
Sasha was one of the characters I thought was cool. I'm not attached to her, but I thought she was cool.
And so I hated that. I also just don't like what she, but again, you're going to see these parallels that are be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why he did that. I just hate it. I'm like, why of all people you have to choose to do this parallel? Why'd you have to choose Gabby? I hate Gabby.
Yeah. And I've seen, because a lot of my friends that love Attack on Titan know I love Naruto. Like, that's my favorite one. They've made correlations between Itachi and Eren. I don't see it yet. There's very, very loose similarities. But their motives, even where Eren's at now, are definitely completely separate.
I will say, I can see that where, okay.
Not motives, because their approach, I guess, is what I meant to say.
I would say, if you think of Itachi, right, when you learn about his reasoning, whether or not you like him as a character, that's a whole different story, right? But you don't know what his actual intentions were until much, much later.
Sure.
The same thing with Eren. I think that's how they're trying to say it, is you'll realize his intentions much, much later. Which, again, to your point, you're like, why don't you send me or show me some of these intentions and how, you know, how they correlate. But again, you're not going to get.
I don't even
so
need the intentions. I just mean certain things, like some of the secrets on. I'll have to go back and
even,
write them down.
I'll say that,
like,
even then, if you think about secret, think about all the other things.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, they're going to keep throwing other stuff at you. They're going to keep the story's going to keep twisting you. And again,
that's fine. I just mean, my issue was 2.5 seasons of nothing to truly compel or push the story from my point of view forward. It was all just people are just going to keep dying until they figure out how to kill the Titans. So it was very stale for me. I see he foreshadowed a lot. Cool. He could have given us bits. Even if he twists it later, that's fine. Because that's what happened with Itachi, right? You think Itachi's one thing, and then, what is it, 400 episodes later, it's a complete 180 on what your thought process was, if you didn't get any spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's. I think it's something similar.
Sorry.
I think it's something similar trying to tell you that you're going to see Eren in a different... Again, I'm not saying...
That's fine. Like, I'm open to it. I'm not close. I'm just saying, as of the story right now, I definitely don't see the similarities.
I can see that as well.
So, I mean, again, good, great writing. If I didn't make this promise, because my friend asked me, she's like, would you keep watching? I could literally just disengage from this and not know the answers, and I'm okay with it, because I'm not compelled by any of the characters or the story still.
That's fair.
But great writing, where we're at least. So,
okay. Well, there you go. We'll have to report on.
Yeah, when I'm done with it, I'll bring up some stuff because I don't know.
You'll have to tell us who would win the fight between Aaron Yeager.
There's a lot of, like, I feel that there's a lot of a Jewish influence on what Eldians are.
Sure, I don't know.
I'll explain it when I'm done, just to see if I'm wrong or right, because I think the similarities on what happened to, specifically in the 40s, right, the Holocaust, this very has a lot, like, the Eldians seem very, I don't know if this is a complete coincidence, but the way this guy has written the Eldians feels like they're kind of the Jews of that.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Universe.
I will tell you, in the manga, it was a lot harder for me to realize who were the Marlins, who were the Eldians.
Because
they
didn't some have reason, color.
I was just like, I can't remember who's who. And then when I was watching the anime, I'm like, okay, for some reason, this makes a lot more sense. But in the manga, for some reason, it kept me, I had to keep thinking, okay, it's these people and these people. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's good. I mean, I'm sure, I can see why it's ranked so highly. I'm unbiased in that regard. I can see how great it is. I would disengage if I didn't make the promise that I'd still watch it. So.
It's all good. Okay, perfect. All right, anyone have any last things to say? I know you do. Nope.
No.
Okay.
We're good.
I think we're good. We're going to have some great stuff to talk about next week or whenever, and not just next week, but also whenever you finish Attack on Titan.
Yeah, well, I might finish by next week. We'll see.
And then we'll keep you posted on what we're going to do next with our Twitch. Pokemon. I think we'll Pokemon, but just Twitch in general. I think we might, again, hopefully if Battlefront gets fixed soon, we'll start streaming that as well and start playing together. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Or we'll just start playing Apex and start streaming our losses.
Hey, I would watch
that.
Those. I like,
yeah, let's do
I
that.
I tune in.
It's fun. We have tons of fun doing it.
We always lose.
Yeah, we lose together.
It doesn't matter. If we lose, we'll lose together. Then we'll do that too, or whatever the quote is.
Yeah, but we'll actually do it together. We won't have you fight Thanos by yourself and then me fight him in a different place.
And you actually yell, assemble, not whisper it.
Yeah, assemble.
That's true.
What? All
right, fair enough.
What? Spider-Man's like, what? What'd you say?
What did he say?
What did he say?
I think he said my member.
I think he said do the thing. No.
Captain, now's not the time. We're about to fight Thanos.
That would be cool. That'd be a cool moment.
Yeah, this is great.
But he goes, Avengers.
Cerveza Cristal.
And then they charge.
What will you do after you snapped away? I'd finally rest and have a... Thanos just over
all. When he sits down getting dusted,
when Thanos goes, all that for a drop of cerveza Cristal.
Oh my god,
this just rides itself.
I'm glad you guys found that. That's so good.
There we go. We have stuff for next week. Alrighty, guys, thanks so much for watching. We truly enjoy everyone who watches our videos. We have more videos coming out, not just our podcast videos. I'm currently working on the second sequel to the English opening.
Check it
English
out. Songs. It says 1.2K views, I think, last time I checked. Now. It's a good video.
Yeah. I'm doing a second one. I'm almost done with all of Shark King's top 10 types of Pokemon. Go watch on his channel and have our final Soul Link Soul Silver video. It'll be coming out soon.
Oh, can't wait. So
watch for those ones. It's going to be fun. God,
yeah.
Yep. So
back when we were winners.
Yeah, when we were winners. Don't forget to follow us on our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Chimino Podcast, Capital C, Capital N, Capital P. Listen to these podcast episodes as well on Spotify, Apple Podcast, on Podomatic. They're just delayed by 2 weeks, so you can watch it here first on YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. We will catch you next time. This is David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Boricua Senpai.
And Shark King.
And this is Chibi No Podcast.
Sponsored by...